centrifuge machine mixed with cardamom and cloves. Microwaved it. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Don't Assume My Genre with me, Joe D'Elia, a.k.a. DJ Hoey D, Alex, a.k.a. DJ Anxiety, and we are joined by special guest, Ellen, the 15-year-old genius.
Pleasure to be here.
Hello, everyone.
So, even though we're called Don't Assume My Genre, it's pretty easy to assume it as we mainly specialize in pop punk. And the first song we have for you today is Born for This by Paramore from their 2007 sophomore album, Riot. Enjoy.
That was Born for This by Paramore. So, Elon, what were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was a pretty good song.
Paramore, maybe this is one of their lesser-known songs, but I think it's definitely on par with some of their more known and popular songs. I think they're a really good band, and Hayley Williams has a really nice voice.
That was my weekly Paramore pick, so keep tuning in to get some more of those.
And now we are going to play G-I-N-A-S-F-S, because I don't know how to pronounce that. It's just some phrase spelled out with letters.
And don't ask what it is, because the FCC doesn't want that.
It's by Fall Out Boy, one of my personal favorite bands. I saw them live, and they were amazing, but more on that later. So, enjoy.
Okay, that was G-I-N-A-S-F-S by Fall Out Boy. And I guess you could say that song was pretty fire. And speaking of fires, when burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before building a fire or burning yard waste, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ag Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey Bear. To learn more, visit SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for that PSA, Joe.
You're very welcome.
Anyway, our next song is called Malt Liquor by Luis Del Mar. And this band holds a very special place in my heart because they're actually from my hometown of Rockaway. And the music video for one of their songs, Loud, was filmed like 5 minutes from my house. So I think they're a pretty cool band. I hope you guys like them.
sideways once again. Malt liquor, smiling sideways to my friends, but we're all getting sicker.
And that was Louis Del Mar with Malt Liquor. And this just in, we are joined by the Greek Freak himself. I'm not talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm talking about Will Moustakakis. Will, yeah, what are your thoughts on that song?
That's me. You know what? Not a big fan of Malt Liquor. But that song is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Good to know. Also, Will is the host of Radio Clash on Mondays at 2 p.m. Go listen. Well, on Monday, not now.
Our next song is Sick, Sick, Sick by Bayside. And Joe, you picked out this song, so tell me a bit about it. Do you know anything?
Well, it's off of Bayside's album Killing Time from, I believe, 2011? Or 2010, maybe? But I think it's a pretty cool track. I enjoy giving it a listen. So let's dive in. So that was sick, sick, sick. And you know, listeners, in order to stay not sick, you should be clean. So make sure you wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meat or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Our next song is called Frantic Believer by a band called New Language. This band is actually really new. I think they just formed around like April of last year. And when I looked this song up on YouTube, they only had like 800 views. So you should definitely go give this band some love. This song is pretty great, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Better as the tide and the gates of a past.
And that was Frantic Believer by New Language. So, there's a lot of snow outside today. Maybe not as much as was predicted, those 6 inches, but enough that a lot of schools besides us have absolutely no classes whatsoever. Like, I was talking to my friend Rodana. She wanted a shout-out, but... and she doesn't have class today. Most of my friends don't, and we're stuck here. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
You know, Ellen, I would really like to hear your thoughts. You haven't voiced your opinion in quite a while.
Well, to be honest, I was really hoping I wouldn't have to go to class today, because my first class is at 1 o'clock, and I also have a quiz. So, unfortunately, when I woke up to find an email from the school saying that the school is closed, I got really excited until I saw an email directly afterwards from my professor saying that we were still going to have class. And actually, my friend, who's over at Muhlenberg, so shout out to Gil Moran, if he's listening.
I highly doubt he's listening. Why would anyone listen?
Anyways, he actually doesn't have class today, and that school's only 20 minutes away.
That's buns, dude.
It's quite a shame. Yeah. It's quite a shame.
Hope you guys enjoyed that input from the 15-year-old genius. And we will now continue on our musical quest with Make Damn Sure by Taking Back Sunday.
You've got this new head filled up with smoke, and I got my veins all tangled close to the jukebox bars you frequent, the safest place to hide. Shaking at the fly, you are everything I want, 'cause you are everything I'm not. And we lay together just now, too close, too close, close is closing now. We lay together just now, too close, too close. I just wanna break you down so badly. Well, I jump over everything you say. I just wanna break you down.
Once again, that was Make Damn Sure, brought to you by Taking Back Sunday from their album Louder Now. And does anyone Will, what were your thoughts on that?
What? No, don't put me on the spot. I don't know. I've never really been a Taking Back Sunday fan, if I'm completely honest. I'm not sure that that song is going to change my mind, honestly.
We appreciate your honesty, Will.
I only know a couple of Taking Back Sunday songs myself. This one and Key Without the E, Cut from the Team.
I only know that one, so.
But they're both pretty good songs.
But it's good. I like 100% of the songs by them I know.
What about you, Elon? Any thoughts?
I thought the song was all right. Taking Back Sunday, I haven't really heard many of their songs, but it was okay.
All right. That was the input from the 15-year-old genius.
So our next song is Kaleidoscope by Crown the Empire. Now, Crown the Empire is actually a band I've met before, twice actually, and
Are they attractive men?
Sure, yes, yeah. They're a pretty great band, if I do say so myself. A little more hardcore than most of the stuff we're gonna play here, but this song's a bit more mellow for them, so enjoy.
So that was Kaleidoscope by Crown the Empire. The next song we will be playing is the Zephyr Song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who's actually a favorite band of one of our friends, John Van Ness, which is just a pseudonym for his real name, Ed Sheeran, but he doesn't like the publicity. Plus, he's definitely not listening right now because he's busy touring, so good luck to you, Ed.
That was the Zephyr song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers from their album, By the Way, released in 2002. Speaking of 2002, that was the show in which, that was the year in which the Amanda Show starring Josh Peck ended. Josh Peck is also a famous celebrity who received his GEDs. Speaking about GEDs, if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma, but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So, whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Our next song is Spoiled by Basement, another one of my favorite picks on this episode of our show. And I don't really know much about Basement besides they're from England, but I do enjoy them a lot. They were actually recently just signed to Fueled by Ramen, which has also signed such great bands as Paramore. Joe's favorite, Paramore. Fall Out Boy was once signed there, as well as Panic at the Disco and 21 Pilots. So I'm looking forward to see what they do.
I'm looking forward to see what they do with that label.
So enjoy the song Spoiled from their album Color Me in Kindness. And that was Spoiled by Basement.
Will, do you have any thoughts on that song?
So while we were listening, we looked up where they're from. And they're from Ipswich. So Ipswich town, you know, soccer team. They've had better days. Are they in the championship? League One? They're in a lower division of English football. I'm done. I was rambling.
Always talking about soccer, Will.
That's unfortunate, but good luck to them. And maybe I don't know if Basement Roots for them or not, but the next song is There Is by Boxcar Racer, which is the solo project, well, not the side project of Tom DeLonge and Travis Barker of another one of my favorite bands, Blink-182.
You like Blink-182?
No way. Whoa, yeah.
I never knew that.
I do.
Not like you talk about them all the time.
This is my personal song off their Lone album. Let's give it a whirl.
The nights we used to have, the days have come and gone. Our lives went by so fast. I faintly remember breathing on your bedroom floor, where I laid and told you, but you swear you love me more. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Will you think of me? Will I shake this off? Pretend it's all there's someone out there who feels just like me. There is. Those notes you wrote me, I've kept them all. I've given a lot of thought of how to write you back this fall. With every single letter, in every single word, there will be a hidden message about a boy that loves a girl. Do you care if I don't know what to say? Will you sleep tonight? Will you think of me? Will I shake this off? Pretend it's all okay. That there's someone out there who feels just like me.
Just like me.
Okay, that was Boxcar Racer with There Is, featuring Tom DeLonge, who, very prominent member of Blink, who left the band 2 years ago. Very unfortunate, still saddens me to this day, actually. They replaced him with Matt Skiba, released an album, California. It's not very good. It's good, but they could do so much better.
All right, Alex, you can go ahead.
Alright, our next song is 70 Times 7 by Brand New, one of my all-time favorite bands. And I could talk for Brand New for hours, and I'm going to talk about them for a few seconds because I love them. They haven't released an album in a while. This was from their first album, Your Favorite Weapon.
They're rumors that they're breaking up
in 2018. There are also rumors that they're releasing a new album this year, so I'm looking forward to that. Before they release that new album, let's go back to their roots, 70 times 7. We'll be right back.
drive yourself home. I hope there's ice on all the roads, and you can think of me when you forget your seatbelt, and again when your head goes through the windshield.
Is that what you call tact? You're as subtle as a brick and the small on my back. So let's end this call and end this conversation. And is that what you call a getaway? Well, tell me what you got away with, cause you left the phrase from the ties you severed when you say best friends means friends forever.
That was 70 times 7 by Brand New.
We now have a little bit of an oldie. It's Pinhead by the Ramones, which was featured in their movie Rock and Roll High School. I highly recommend it, by the way. And let's dive in. That was Pinhead by the Ramones. You know who are the real pinheads? People that drop out of school and amount to nothing. Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through, because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation, a message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Our next and final song is All the Pretty Girls by Fun. That's Fun with a period after that, because who doesn't like punctuation in band titles? You know, you have Panic! Exclamation mark at the disco, and now you have Fun! Period. So enjoy this one.
All the pretty girls on a Saturday night.
So I call your name. Nothing to prove. I don't wanna say I'm leaving. I'll stay until the weekend. You can take all the things, the boxes and rings, and get gone. 'Cause I've been waiting for
all the pretty girls on a Saturday night. Let it be, you'll come to me with the look in your eyes. Where you break and take all the words from my mouth. All the pretty girls were shaking me.
So I call you out,
baby, you.
Just to feel a little bit better about myself.
He does.
I do.
You do.
Baby, I do.
We'll
I do.
Yeah,
I do. Until the rivers start to move and the friends talk music. I say I never heard the tune, but I have. I just hate the band because they remind me of you. Single night, it's up the same.
I'd say what she offered, I bring up your name over and over and over.
I think it's striking me
all up. The pretty girls on a Saturday night. Let it be, you'll come to me with a look in your eyes. Where you break and take all the words from my mouth. I wish all the pretty girls were shaking me down. But now you still wear boots and your hair's too long. And then this one, she's falling in love. Oh, come on, what's a boy gonna do when all the pretty girls can't measure you?
Well, that song was pretty fun, I would say. What do you guys think?
I think that was a great pun.
Joe, you are the master of puns, clearly.
Thanks, Will.
Well, on a note actually about the song, I think Fun is a really great band. And actually their lead singer, who I think has a really, really great voice, featured on one of my favorite Eminem songs on Headlights, from his latest album, Marshall Mathers LP 2.
Speaking of Eminem, he's another one who got his GED, so, you know, him, Josh Peck. Good company.
You learn something new every day.
So, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been Don't Assume My Genre with DJ Hoey D, DJ Anxiety, with special guests
Ellen the 15-year-old genius, and Will.
We'd like to thank everyone who listened to our show, and we hope you guys decide to tune in next week, even if you have class, and it normally happens during this show, but the snow canceled it today. So
good times.
So thank you, everyone, and have a great day.